This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, broadcasting live for the Entertainment and Sports Arena here in D.C. Just had Alex Saar on. Nice kid.
Nice kid.
JP wanted to
ask. And he is a kid.
He is a kid. He's 19. JP wanted to ask him if his dad makes him cut the lawn. And I said to JP, I was like, Alex Saar doesn't even know what a lawnmower looks like.
Correct.
Like
He's never cut a lawn.
If you brought a lawnmower in here and showed it to him, he'd be like, I do not know what this piece of equipment is.
I will have to say, though, again, just hearkening back to what we said at the end of that discussion, is he really struck me as a really cool, down-to-earth,
nice kid.
Yeah. And you know how it's just, again, it's part of culture. I know JP thinks he's often mocked. I think culture's big. And when you surround yourself with talent, but also good kids, I think that's the right foundation. And Will Dawkins,
and a good front office.
Will Dawkins blows me away with his demeanor and his good nature.
Yeah. So think about all the.
And I think he's surrounding himself with like-minded guys.
I don't disagree with you. You want good guys, and you want to have a good culture.
So think.
Talent is more important.
Well, the culture is part of that, dude. It's
you,
a big
you certainly
part of
have to have talent.
Yeah.
But think about the four teams in Washington. All right, the Caps really haven't had to go through that yet.
Mm-hmm.
The Caps have been threading the needle pretty
getting,
well.
They're getting close because there's not much left of the core around.
They're doing the perfect thing.
But they're
actually
mixing. They're acquiring veterans, younger veterans.
They have to. They know they have
because
to
because they still want to make the playoffs and try and win.
Right.
So you haven't seen that. Obviously, with Washington, we're seeing it. But man, it's been an unbelievable turnaround. Wizards, you kind of like the core.
You're talking
right?
about the Commanders.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You just said Washington.
Yeah.
Commanders. Sorry. Wizards, you kind of like the core, right? We love Will Dawkins.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how these young kids, you know, develop. Hopefully they do.
I tell you, I like all these kids.
The problem is the Nets, it's been 5 years, right? And I'm hoping this year.
He claims, though, it's really not until, what,
that's true, because that's when they traded
Trey
Turner.
They had the COVID year and anything.
Okay.
He thinks
all right, so maybe it's
really
three.
2022.
But if Dylan Cruz works out, by the way, congratulations. He just got engaged. I don't know if he's going to
congrats. Congrats. Good for him.
Nice.
If Dylan Cruz works out and the young players work out, they should be headed in the right direction.
I would assume. I just think they have to add pieces, veteran pieces. But with the Wizards, man, you kind of feel good just talking to, obviously, Alex, seeing these young guys develop. They have veterans they're going to get rid of. I know that. But you love Will Dawkins. We'll see how Keith works out.
I think he's going to
feel good.
I think Saar's going to shoot more after our conversation.
You think so?
I think he's going to.
I hope he doesn't shoot too much.
No, I'm telling you, I think he's going to be good. He's got long term. I see the potential.
I wanted him to
say. Weren't you killing me about potentially bringing up the points per game, and then you brought it up?
Okay, but I was asking him about his goals.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him because
I liked how it was overarching.
I mean, I knew what was going through your mind.
Oh, yeah, I knew what was happening.
I thought he was goofing about you, about talking about Keith and then betting the under. That's what he was goofing on you.
No. He was talking about Saar and the points
per game.
Because I
asked Alex, I said, what are your statistical goals?
You said like 15 points a game, I didn't know you had an argument before that.
He didn't say anything.
I'm going to get that Charlie horse again.
Well.
Dang on it.
How about you drink some water?
Yeah, what about your Pepsi? What about your
zero?
What about your peptides? Weren't you just
they're hard to come by, Cakes.
If you say so,
soft
I don't know.
Soft tissue injuries, everybody should talk to your doctor about peptides.
Tight muscles.
Peptides, I'm telling you, miracles.
Dr. Bickle.
Yeah.
Over there.
So Mike Evans has to go in and talk to his doctor.
Yeah,
I'm willing to bet anybody, any amount of money, he's taking peptides for his hamstring. I'll bet anybody.
Let's call him.
All right.
Let's get in touch with
Mike
Evans.
Mine is just dehydration.
Ah, okay.
So I'm saying, and you're drinking a soda instead of water.
Oh, zero sugar. That looks delicious.
Caffeine,
what's in here?
Why don't you go get some?
This is coffee.
Oh, it's coffee.
Bring Gatorade over there. Get some electrolytes in you.
I need some. No, you know what I like? When I get like this, Pedialyte. I'm a big Pedialyte guy. I actually love it.
You always talk about
though.
Your ecosystem.
Yeah. This is delicate, too. I don't think it isn't.
Yeah.
Speaking of ecosystems and getting sick, we did the story yesterday about the 46 people who were sent to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And we couldn't figure
Howard
out
County.
If it was, you know,
what was it, quarter pounder?
No. It was that a seafood distributor. So
I just saw the quarter pounders making people sick.
I did see that. Yeah. Turns out one of the employees at the business
brought
in a homemade meal for everybody and made everybody sick.
That's why I don't eat that stuff. Don't bring that stuff to my studio.
What kind of meal was it?
It didn't say.
Remember the guy, Robert, rest in peace?
Yes, Robert the Mailman.
He would bring in his own lasagna. Yeah,
I never ate that.
I'm not eating your homemade lasagna. Get out of here. We had a guy bring in a pie. It was a quarter of a slice was already gone.
Kevin, the serial killer listener.
Yeah. We're not eating your homemade. Cook stuff.
Why are you killing Kevin like that? He's connoisseur of cheese.
JP, he's a radio P1. He understands the joning. He gets it.
So the guy brought in his own food and he poisoned everyone?
He'd kill you.
I mean, he didn't mean to. It was an accident.
He might have. Maybe he did.
He hates all his coworkers, maybe. I don't know.
You never know, man. You see some husbands and wives do it to each other.
And think they're not going to get caught. They're the dumbest. They're the dumbest people on the planet.
Yeah, they put a little something in the coffee.
You want your coffee? Oh, let me add some antifreeze to it. Okay, and nobody's going to be any the wiser.
Right. Well,
I think people are insane.
So I don't even know how we got there. But in terms of the Wiz, I think you got to feel good about the core.
I agree.
And the change of direction.
Young, a lot of young guys though.
Younger guys,
Bob, Keyshawn,
Will. Will knows what he's doing.
Yeah. You need a few of these guys to hit because.
Well, you need that guy to hit.
Yeah.
You
know, oh yeah.
The Pistons are one of the worst teams in the NBA.
They've been drafting high forever.
And they've had high draft picks, whether it's Cade Cunningham or they drafted EB's guy Ivy,
yep.
And they all seem okay individually, and yet they continue to lose and lose and lose.
Well, maybe their rebuild's just taking a little bit longer.
Jason, there's a boatload of NBA games tonight to bet on. There's like, it looks like 8 or 10 games. You're going to be so busy. You're so busy betting.
I saw that some of the totals were higher than I expected.
Pacers, Pistons, that's 235. Nets, Hawks is 220.
Yeah.
Magic, Heat, they're expecting a low-scoring slog there, 208.
It's because it's the Heat.
Yeah.
But, no, I agree. This is the best time of year because I'm betting on hockey.
Yeah,
I'm betting on hockey.
Good.
I had the Maple Leafs in a 4-game parlay last night. Loser.
Why? Were they just a big favorite?
They were. I'd laid a puck and a half.
Of course they were, EP.
Yeah, I know.
He's so predictable.
Yeah, he's not going to bet on a dog in a sport he doesn't know.
Incorrect. I bet on dogs all the time.
In a sport you don't know?
I take plus money all the time. That's why I did the Maple Leafs. It was plus money. Now, they were the favorite, but I laid the puck and a half. Anyway, that lost.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's the best time of year. You got football, you got a game tomorrow, you got college football. I can't believe we're in week 9 of college football already. Week 9.
I got to step.
It's going to be the Super Bowl before you know it.
I got to step up my bets because I'm only betting like 20 bucks a and I'm hitting these teasers like
up
you
your units, Ricky.
I need to up my units. I should be a millionaire. I mean, I'm hitting these teasers.
All right, let me ask you a question. If Jaden plays on Sunday,
what?
All right, the number right now is, call it, 1.5 and 43. All right. Now the number would change if they know Jaden's going to play. But what's your vibe on a teaser for that game?
I would take the Skins plus the points.
And then go over.
Probably. Oh, yeah, go over. And I would take a little extra. I would do more than 6. I pay, you know,
go over
more.
Like 33, 34.
Yeah. I pay a little extra, get 8 or 9 points. And, yeah.
I think he's going to play, too.
I think he's going to play.
I will know more today, but I think he's going to play.
I mean, the guys, they were sending me video, JP saying he had a broken rib. And did he miss a game in college when he had the
did
broken
not.
Rib? Right. This kid, the way DQ sounded at the press conference, made it sound like he's bouncing off the walls. Like he's like saying, yeah, I'm good. So they want to see. So when you say we want to see, that means he's good enough to throw and everything. He's going to be fine.
Today's the day, right? Today's the big day of practice.
Well, I mean, it's the first day.
Yeah, but he could be limited today, and then he could go full tomorrow or Friday.
I'm just telling you Mariota truthers out there, all you guys that think he's incredible, that performance is more likely a one-off.
There can't be that many of those people out there, wild.
He like Drabby, he was touched by God. That he, you know, those plays were not like silky smooth like Jaden where he makes it just look so smooth and easy. He was, you know, doing pirouettes and 180s and running around and, you know, kind of pulling stuff out of his rear end.
This will be a test, though, for the Commanders' offense. Now, I think they'll pass the test. The Commanders' offense has been fantastic here beyond what
anyone's expectation.
Absolutely. But the Bears only give up 292 yards per game. They've got a pretty good defense.
They only give up, did I see 16 points per game?
16.8.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, that's nothing.
Now, they've played some poopy teams.
Right.
But so have the Commanders. That's part of it.
But like I said earlier, they've got some injuries in secondary. Could be a big factor.
And Caleb will make plays. He'll run around and make some dazzling plays, but hopefully he runs around and throws one right to us, too. Gets sacked.
There's a chance he runs around and finds DJ Moore.
I'm sure he will.
Down the sideline, too.
I'm sure he will. It's going to be both, though.
It's going to be part of it, too.
I think it's going to be both with him.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And I hope if Jaden plays, you know, he continues to protect the football the way he has, but on the whole.
Jason, I see a story here from Bears insider site that says Matt Eberflus, the head coach of the Bears, praises their defensive back depth amid injuries.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. Whether
that's called hyping up your guys, even if they're not that good.
Well, Jason brought it up that they've got a safety, Jaquan Brisker.
He's banged
concussion.
Up. Concussion. Yep.
So that probably just depends on the protocol. They have a corner, Tyreek Stevenson, who has a calf injury.
Yep.
And then Jalen Johnson also has been banged up.
Yes, yeah, so they got three starters banged up.
Is Valdez listening? Valdez, can you get on the mic for a second? Are you in studio?
Yeah.
I tried to watch. Are the Bears doing their in-season thing? Are they
Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
I thought the in-season one was for the AFC North.
It is? It's not the Bears?
I thought it
AFC North. Okay. Because I was looking. I was like, I want to see the in-season on the mutual thing that you and I watch TV on. I couldn't find.
mutual TV platform. I like how that's being framed.
You know what I'm saying?
You guys sharing a box?
No, I was like, you know, I'm streaming.
I'll take a look. I'll take a look at it and see if I can find it. Because maybe it's in another location than what you're thinking.
I looked
at
the location that you told me to look.
Well, there's different locations.
And, you know, yeah.
So. I'll take a look for it later today and see if I can find it for you.
Right.
But the
if it's AFC North, then who is it then?
The entire AFC North.
The whole.
All four teams? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, they're like going through the division. So
I found the in-season Hard Knocks. This is just my.
You thought it was boring?
Opinion.
He raved about it.
No, I found it to be very much like NFL films. Hard Knocks showed a lot more of the kind of behind-the-scenes things that we weren't used to. Now we're used to seeing a lot of that behind-the-scenes stuff.
But I like that. I like field mics.
Right. It was storylines. I found the in-season Hard Knocks to be more like just game highlights. A lot more game highlights.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't mind the game highlights as long as they're mic'd up.
Yes.
And do you know what the all-time greatest mic'd up NFL moment is, Cakes?
I should know this?
Yes. All-time greatest.
I don't know off the top of my head, no.
It's the guy for the Chiefs who was scared of the horse.
Oh, Eric Berry.
Eric Berry. You remember that?
He was terrified of the horse.
The horse ran out onto the field, and he said he don't mess with horses, and he got scared and was running away from the horse. It was like the pregame warm-up
that
or something.
That is pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
I mean, I can understand being afraid of like
who's afraid of a horse,
like a grizzly bear.
Yeah, but a horse,
or a great white shark.
He was like, no, I don't mess with horses.
Like
I thought you were going to say
a crocodile.
The Falcons old coach. I'm blanking his name, but
oh yeah.
Well, you know what the NFL stands for?
Oh, Jerry Glanville.
Jerry Glanville.
Yeah,
not for long.
Yeah,
make calls
that's a great
like
clip.
That's a great clip.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway,
but we should know more today, I would assume. About
imagine being scared of Mama Grizzly. Why would you be scared of such a creature?
Not possible.
Jason, if somebody gave you 50-yard line tickets right now for the Commanders game.
Now, you're saying this because Jason's notoriously lazy.
Well, he's also said he's never going to go to FedEx Field ever again.
Northwest Stadium.
Yeah.
If they gave you four tickets.
Yeah, they gave me
parking pass. Seats.
So I have the four tickets.
You need
you
a parking
four
pass,
tickets.
Too.
Old school
and a driver.
Paper tickets.
And
selling,
a driver.
Selling them.
that's
Why?
Very on brand.
Why?
Because I'm not.
Why are you such a curmudgeon?
I'm not getting on the Beltway on a Sunday.
You're not. What if you get chariots for hire to drive you there?
I don't trust any other drivers.
It's also
I'm the best driver in the country.
It's a later game, too.
It is four. I wouldn't get home till friggin' nine.
When you're 80, are you even going to be awake?
I hope
like,
I am.
It seems like you just want to
see. I hope I'm alive.
Yeah.
Like,
when you're 80, are you going to be Tony La Russa?
Is your window going to be like?
No, he's going to look like Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, you'd be like Jimmy Carter.
No, hopefully not. Poor Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
I mean, what a horrible look.
I don't know, man. It's a good question.
Can they let the man go?
Yeah, I mean, just let him go to the great beyond.
Yeah.
But you don't go to games either, and you live closer to the stadium than I do. You're killing me.
Right. But if you hooked me. I would probably
like
go.
The Hennessy Loft hook.
Well, yeah, like I'm coming to Wizards games. I'm sitting in the silly Hennessy Loft.
If you wanted to get tickets from J-Dub, you could get tickets from J-Dub.
I could probably get tickets.
I think deep down, now you go to freaking New York and Boston.
I do all that.
Every weekend.
Yeah, I'm also I'm tired.
Okay, but even if you weren't, I don't think you'd want to leave your house. I think you're more comfortable watching the game from your house.
I like it at my house, and the beers are free and everything.
Because here's the other thing. You go watch it in the suite.
Yeah.
You're talking to people.
Yeah, you're socializing. You don't
really
like doing that.
You can't really focus on the game play to play.
No, I actually don't want to talk to anybody. Yeah. No, I know.
Preaching to the choir.
Yeah, I hear you.
You're preaching
to
the choir.
If you're a fan of the team and you're like I am, and you really like it ruins your day.
You want to focus.
Yeah, I want to be locked in. I like to see replays and everything.
I'm with you,
know,
man.
I don't like to be out in the seats. Cold.
You don't want to be with the common man.
But what if it's beautiful weather like today? If it's beautiful weather and I get sideline passes before the game, and parking.
Definitely parking. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Sideline passes, parking.
But what's funny about you asking those questions, if it's a big-time college game,
it's fun.
I'm going.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're tailgating. You're getting hammered.
Well, I just enjoy being – I can tailgate at an NFL game.
Dude, listen, I'm with you.
I just enjoy the atmosphere.
I'm with you. You guys can possibly relate to this. So, like, when I'm up at Cornell, I like to go – to the baseball game.
Yeah.
I go watch the football team
I would never.
No, because there's something about college athletics. When I was at Marist, my son played lacrosse at Marist, and the baseball guys would have, like, batting practice, and they're playing country music over there. It's silly. Mm-hmm. And the guys are all chewing tobacco or whatever. You smell the leather.
I'd much rather go to a college campus.
There's something about that. Seeing
Northwest Stadium or Soldier Field.
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch Cornell girls soccer the other day. I was like locked in, and you know, one of the greatest quality soccer I've ever seen in the history of my life. But it was awesome.
Good for you. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
We're different.
I'd rather go to the NFL game.
I know you would.
Especially if somebody just gave me 50-yard line tickets.
No.
Maybe somebody will.
And parking.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta get parking.
And parking.
You gotta get VIP parking.
I hate these parking fees. These people are, I mean, it's really criminal. It's to be in prison.
They are.
Hey,
they're expensive.
Get ready to pay your parking on the way out of here, brother.
Oh, no, this will be nothing. That'll be nothing. And that ain't going to be like $60.
No.
Hold on. I brought my receipt in because someone's going to comp it. They did last year. Matt Cahill.
I think they did last year.
They may have.
Yeah. You know what?
That price was kind of steep.
$20.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $20 to come here. Frank, you can help me out.
So Frank, you have to peel off a 20.
Yeah, Frank didn't know he was going to be everybody's sugar daddy here today.
I didn't know I got to pay.
Surprise.
I didn't know I had to come pay to do the show.
But, yeah, I don't think you could pay Jason to go to the game because it's a 4:25 start.
What about
so
1 o'clock?
And late. It works for me because I got to coach at 11:45, so the 1 o'clock start would have been dicey to watch it.
Well, here's the other thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cakes and I are just, you know, deep into fantasy
too
rosters.
Too deep, yeah.
So I like to watch all the games. I'm on the box scores.
You have a phone.
It's not the same as having two computers up and having my TV.
Your computer's actually dirtier than mine.
It's pretty dirty.
Mine's dirty.
Look at this.
Yours, I mean, really.
But this is my baby.
I don't even want to know what's on that.
That's my baby right
there. Yeah, yeah.
I think he shut that down, EB.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I mean, it's like, you don't even drink coffee.
I don't know what that is. It's age.
Yeah.
The age spot.
Your
I mean, do people
just
now look at this?
No, don't take it off. Don't take it off.
That's what's holding this computer together.
Yeah, don't take it off.
Yeah.
What do you call those clips?
Bulldog clips.
Although, to be honest with you, I would like to borrow one because I need one for mine. Yeah.
This thing has worked. My wife came up with that. It's brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. Coming Look at that big-ass crack right there.
We got the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins coming off a big win. Mike Locksley joins us next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.